Hi, I'm Sharon Pearson with the 7 Jamaican and Caribbean news items you may have missed for the week ending February 12, 2021. These news items are brought to you by Jamaicans.com. This week's news. Jamaican government continues support for farmers with buyback program. Floyd Green, Jamaica's Minister of Agriculture and Fisheries, stated the government's buyback program of excessive agricultural produce will continue. He made his remarks during the virtual launch of the Skills to Access the Green Economy, or SAGE, partnership, noting that $60 million has been set aside for the Farmers Support Program, $35 million of which will come from Jamaica's government, and the remaining $25 million coming from the Food and Agricultural Organization, FAO. The program is designed to help those who cannot sell their produce due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Currently, tomato farmers in St. Elizabeth are benefiting from the program. Jamaica to close its embassy in Brazil. Jamaica's Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Kamina Johnson-Smith, announced that Jamaica will close the Jamaican embassy in the Federative Republic of Brazil as of March 1, 2021. The closure is related to budget limitations imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Jamaican government, however, commits to the maintenance of its long-time diplomatic relations with Brazil. The decision to close the embassy was made on the basis of several factors, including rising operational costs and the minimal consular services requested of the mission. Fewer than 200 Jamaicans live in the countries within the responsibility of the embassy, Johnson-Smith noted. This week's Caribbean news. CARICOM monitoring developments in Haiti. The Caribbean Community, CARICOM Secretariat, is concerned about recent developments and issued a statement that it is monitoring the situation closely. The organization has also urged all stakeholders to be guided by the Constitution, respect for the rule of law, and the electoral process. A timetable for elections has been established, according to CARICOM. The organization expressed its anguish about the security situation in Haiti, in which armed gangs are threatening the country and disrupting the lives of citizens. CARICOM issued its statement after reports that opposition parties in Haiti declared Joseph Messine Jean-Louis, 72, as its interim leader, a day after an alleged coup attempt had been stopped. The opposition is insisting that current President Jovenel Moïse must leave his leadership position. Moïse has ruled by decree since the middle of January 2021 and has said he will give power to the winner of the elections but would not leave office until the end of his term in 2022.
When you feel for those hearty soups and stews, think Grace Soups. Need some extra flavor in your rice? Think Grace Soups. With a variety to enjoy, they're the warm way to make your dishes delicious. Grace Soups. Share the warm.
Are you ready to reach the world with your event, business, or product? This weekly news summary is syndicated to over 60 radio stations worldwide. We invite you to become a sponsor today. Contact us at news@jamaicans.com. This week's diaspora news. Jamaican Alumni Association donates computer devices to island students. The Union of Jamaica Alumni Associations, UJA, has donated $11 million Jamaican dollars in computer devices to some 300 students at various schools in Jamaica. The laptops and tablets are being provided to help these students continue their education online during the lockdown imposed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Leslie Ann Samuels, president of the New York-based organization, said the laptop and tablet program was designed to alleviate some of the challenges placed on Jamaica's educational system by the pandemic. She noted that the 61 members of UJA began discussions about how they could help as early as July 2020 and negotiated with Dell and Best Buy to provide the computer equipment to Jamaican students. This week's business news. Fair Trading Commission finds Jamaican mobile telecom market competitive, but warns against coordinated conduct. The Fair Trading Commission, FTC, has issued a warning that the mobile telecommunications market in Jamaica could be impacted by coordinated conduct among the dominant players in that sector. The FTC made its statement after assessing Jamaica's mobile telecommunications market in a study completed in September of 2020 and requested by the Spectrum Management Authority, SMA, the national regulator of radio frequency under the country's Telecommunication Act of 2000. The main finding of the study was that the market was competitive, but also susceptible to coordinated conduct from its major players. Now for this week's arts and entertainment news. Jamaican musicians to be inducted to YGB Icon Hall of Fame. Several Jamaican artists, including Freddie McGregor and Marcia Griffiths, will be inducted into the New York-based Young, Gifted and Black, YGB, Caribbean Music Entertainment Icon Hall of Fame during Black History Month on February 24, 2021. Other Jamaican inductees will include Barris Hammond, Beanie Man, and Trinidadian Michelle Montano. According to Carl Gray, the Icon Hall of Fame represents an important platform for memorializing such trailblazers as historical members of society and their culture. The YGB Entrepreneurial Awards, founded by Gray in 2006, are designed to allow peers to acknowledge talent, ambition, and achievements in the continuing pursuit of success. Previous winners of the awards include Tony Rebel in 2017, Richie Stevens in 2018, Bounty Killer in 2019, and Tanya Stevens in 2020. The organization's Nina Simone Artistic Excellence Awards will honor Michael Rainey Jr., American-Jamaican actor, on Starz' Power Book II, Ghost. Nigel Birch Jr., Canadian spoken word poet and author, and Sheila Sheldon Charles, Kenyan painter, model, and designer. This week's sports news. Southwestern Athletic Conference men's indoor shot put dominated by Jamaicans. Jamaicans have taken the top three spots at the men's indoor shot put rankings at the Southwestern Athletic Conference, SWAC, 1 week before the championships are scheduled in Birmingham, Alabama. The three Jamaicans are DeAndre Fife, Cesar Kemp, and Daniel Bailey. Fife is a former student at Excelsior High School, while Bailey attended St. George's College. The duo, who both attended Arkansas Pine Bluff, have also taken the top spots in the men's weight throw. Kemp, a former Calabar High School athlete currently attending Alabama State University, rounded out the top three in shot put. Fife was named Empire 8 Conference Outdoor Rookie of the Year in 2019. And he leads the shot put with his personal best throw of 16.19 meters set at the Kansas State Wildcat Invitational in early January 2021. Kemp, the SWAC defending champion in the event, took second place with a season's best throw of 15.58 meters. Thank you for listening to the Jamaica Weekly News Summary, brought to you by Jamaicans.com. You can listen to this podcast again at Jamaicans.com. We invite you to become a Weekly News Summary sponsor. Contact us at news@Jamaicans.com. I'm Sharon Pearson, and you can listen to me on Fridays at midday at TurnItUpRadio.com, on Saturdays from 11 a.m. until midday at TheEnglishConnectionMedia.com, and on Sundays between the hours of 6 and 9 p.m. at E2OnAir.com for The Conduit Show with Peter G. Remember, the word is power, and there is power in the word.